Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
I'm speaking on an IP mobile telephone with game developer Mike Connell, aka Smooth and Shiny, on the Train to Game forums. And he's here to tell me why he chose to study a Train to Game and what he wants to achieve with the course in future. But first of all, what first got you interested in video games?
ZX81. Then through the years, I've always played video games. So yeah, that's basically what got me into video games.
So what made you want to study Train to Game?
Well, I'd been looking for changing my career for a while. I wanted to do something to do with computers. Then one of my friends pointed me in the direction of Train to Game. They came round, told me all about it. I looked on the forum, checked it all out, and once I was accepted, I just jumped there.
Can you tell us a bit about your involvement with Horizon Studios and what you do with them, the Train to Game student team?
Started to work on Galoop with them. Zach Brady, who's also on the forums, he'd started the coding for Galoop. And first of all, I was a bit blown away by it all because it was all in GML, which I'd not used before. And I thought I might have sort of jumped in at the deep end a bit. But after a week or so of looking at what he's written and just basically jumping into it, I got stuck in and really enjoyed it. And eventually we got to a point where Galoop was like a playable demo, which we're still working on it now, as well as a couple of other games. I mean, basically my job is just to do the coding and try and implement whatever Kevin's ideas, and obviously get Martin's graphics working on the screen.
Horizon Studios' Postal Panic is going to be released on the iTunes App Store in the near future.
Yeah.
How does that feel, having the prospect of having your work out there and available to buy?
It's amazing, yeah. I mean, obviously now we're getting close to the point where it's being released. I still can't quite believe it.
So what's been your favourite part of the Train to Game course so far?
Well, obviously the forum, helping other people solve their problems. Obviously I mentioned that join up Horizon, that was obviously a really big thing for me.
So what do you want to achieve with Train to Game in the rest of 2011?
Well, I mean, hopefully by the end of the year, I hope to be at the end of Section 2. I do think I'm going to have to spend a fair bit of time on the projects just due to their complexities. Realistically, if I can get them done by the end of the year and be at the end of Section 2, I'll be happy. But in the same breath, if I don't quite manage it, I'll still be happy as well, because I know that I'm plodding on and I'm getting there slowly but surely.
And finally, what would your ideal job in the games industry be once you've finished your Train to Game course?
Oh, well, I mean, that's another thing. I mean, when I first started the course, it was a case of, I want to work for X company making AAA games, which I'm sure a lot of people think when they first start. But as the year has gone by, I see other options, whether it be indie studio or other various things, and the amount I've learned as well. I'm not even really going to sort of think too much about the end of the course. It's more of, I'm going to sort of get to the end of the course, see what happens between now and then, see what situation I'm in when I do get to the end of the course, and take it from there. As for an ideal job, if I'm working, making games and making money out of it, that's ideal, whether it be indie, whether it be working for a company or whatever. If I'm working with games, that's going to keep me happy, basically. I'm a lot happier than I am in my job at the moment.
Great. Thanks for your time, Mike.
No problem. Thank you.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.